Hey guys, and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about the new Surface Book. It's probably going to be a pretty short episode because it is awesome. But in the end, the question is, will you
deal or no deal?
Hey guys, and welcome to the show. And like I said, this is probably going to be a fairly short one. I got my Surface Book. I'm excited. It's actually a pretty cool piece of hardware. One of the concerns that I've heard people voice is, you know, the gap. So there's a gap when it's closed. I'm not really sure why that's a concern. It doesn't bother me one bit. It doesn't seem to provide any functionality issues. Overall, it's a pretty sweet device. I think one of the reasons that I don't care about it as much is because it does magnetically kind of seal when it's shut. So you don't have to worry about it popping open on its own. The hinge is really cool. It's kind of an accordion style hinge, and it's brilliant. I will say that I've had some other laptops. In fact, the one that I'm using right now, I'm not going to mention the brand name, is a very thin MacBook Air type device. It's, of course, running Windows 10. It's not a MacBook Air. It's just like a MacBook Air, and it's kind of monitor heavy. And what I mean by that is that the screen tends to slowly drift down after a while. And it didn't do that at first. It took, you know, years of abuse by me to get to that point. That's one thing that this hinge will absolutely prevent, because when it's open, it's all the way open and it can't go back any further. And that's what makes this hinge actually really cool. So I like that. I like the hinge. The trackpad on it's really nice. It feels good. The keys are good as well. They don't feel like really a full keyboard. They feel kind of like, you know, a laptop keyboard like you would expect. The thing that I do like about them is that they are backlit. I don't know if you can see that they're lit there, but they light up pretty bright. That's a good thing at 2 a.m. The pen. How does the pen fit? So the pen, I don't know if you can see this, but the pen has essentially a flat side. And that flat side just magnetically attaches, actually it's this way, to the side of the device. And that's on there pretty good. It takes a lot of strength to pull that off. So I don't think you really have to worry about the pen coming off. Speed. I ended up getting the i7 8 gig with 256 gigs of storage. I've got a ton of video files and a lot of music, and I'm thinking I might go back and get the 512 gig, but that's just me. That's just a personal preference. It's certainly, you know, we have the right size for everybody. So if you want 1 terabyte, we've got that. You know, if you don't care about having an i7 and you want an i5, it's a little less expensive. We've got that. If you don't want the GPU, we've got that. But I got the i7. I got the GPU. I wanted essentially one device that I could carry with me. I didn't want to have to carry multiple devices. And so I'm pretty happy with this. So let's look at some of the other really cool features. Number one, there's a button here. I know that you guys have probably seen YouTube videos where it detaches, but I'm not sure we've shown the button actually a lot. So I'm going to show you the button. There's a button right here. If I hold it down, I get a notification on the screen that says that it's ready to detach. So if I detach it, now I've got the keyboard base right here, which has a battery in it, by the way. And I've got the what we're calling the clipboard. It's essentially, you know, just another Surface-style tablet. There's really not a lot of difference, except there is no USB port on this portion. I kind of wish we had a USB port there. But it is what it is, and it's not that big a deal, at least not to me. One of the things that really stands out is screen resolution. The day before I got mine, we went to a Best Buy. Me and a friend of mine went to a Best Buy, and they actually had the Surface Book on display. And we went to YouTube, and they actually have a 4K Snow Monkey video, and it was amazing. I mean, you could see every hair. The resolution on the screen is just beyond incredible. It just looks awesome. The other thing is that the speed of the SSD is phenomenal. You double click an app and it's up. In fact, it's up kind of faster than you expect initially. So it took me a little while to get used to that because, you know, on my old laptop, I'd double click an icon and it would come up, but it would just take a second or two. In this case, you double click on an icon and bam, it's up. It's just amazingly fast. What else am I forgetting? Oh, yeah, the Surface Dock. Let me sit that down right there. This is the Surface Dock. It's a little bigger than it looks online, but it's pretty cool. It's got a very heavy-duty cable with the standard Surface connector on it. We've got two display ports, a Ethernet port, and I've got four USB ports here, and it just works. It works great. It's heavy. You don't have to worry about, you know, yanking it off the table, but it's not, you know, it's not heavy to the point where it would be kind of a problem to carry it somewhere. It probably weighs a pound and a half or 2 pounds. It's got a nice rubber backing on the bottom so that it doesn't, you know, skid, which is great. And like I said, the connector's big and beefy. And I've actually got the connector. I don't know if you can see this, but I've got the connector plugged into the clipboard. And hang on just a second here. Let me plug this back in. And the light is on and I'm charging. So I didn't have to do really anything special here. I don't have the keyboard attached. I am just charging, of course, the battery that's in the clipboard, but you can use it that way. It's very usable. That's about it. I don't really have anything else to say except that I'm very happy with it. I'm surprised. I didn't know that we were going to release this. I don't think anybody did. I don't think anybody was ready for it, but it's a really cool device. Oh, and by the way, incredibly fast. I think I talked about that, but incredibly fast to the point where you will absolutely notice a difference. So I encourage you, if you're interested in one, to just go find one. There's Microsoft stores everywhere. There's Best Buys everywhere. You know, go sit down with one, play with it, see what you think.